For the first time in 22 years, Jim Artis won't be a part of Peoria City government. Tim Shelley recently sat down with the outgoing mayor.
It was a process that Mimi and I really kind of started at the very beginning when I first ran for city council. And, you know, it's always important to make sure that, you know, your family's on board when you do something like that. And so it got to the point again this year where we sat down to have our every 4-year talk. And Mimi was very supportive, as she always has been. And I think the difference this time is she said, well, just keep in mind, we're both going to be 62 this spring. We have a couple of grandchildren. We have one of our kids is getting married this summer. And, you know, in 4 more years, we'll be 66. And there was something about that, all of those things put together that have never really presented themselves before when we were contemplating another run. The decision wasn't made that night, but it definitely gave us a lot to think about. And we prayed on it a lot and, you know, revisited it a couple more times. And it was a tough decision. It really was. I mean, you know, when really is a good time to walk away? But we decided together that this was probably a good time. You know, we're both in good health. Time to move along. Next chapter.
You've been on the council since 99, and you've been mayor since 2005. So, I mean, quite a bit of history, a lot you've seen here over the past 20-odd years.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have happened. I mean, when I first ran for the city council, I was 39 years old. And, you know, I was one of the younger folks on the council. And it's just kind of hard now, you know. At times, 22 years seemed like a million years ago, and at times it seems like it was only a couple years ago. But the reality is it's been, you know, 22 years, and, you know, now I'm the old guy that, retrospectively, that I was looking at when I first got on the council. I'm one of those guys now, and the younger people are looking at and saying, you know, it's time for new leadership, and it's time for younger leadership, and everything kind of comes around. I look forward to that. I mean, our community needs to engage more younger leaders.
You're at OSF now, so you're not going away entirely. People are still going to see you out and about in the community. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing there.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been born and raised in Peoria, and I have no plans to leave. I love this community. I don't ever anticipate leaving this community. And so I went up to the foundation at OSF a year ago, just a little over a year ago, and I didn't go up there with any intentions of leaving the mayor's office anytime soon. But as it's turned out, I mean, I think a lot of this is just kind of how God's plans work, and this is it's a great group of people up there. Tom Hamerton's the president of the foundation, and he just has assembled an unbelievable team up there. And OSF, as everybody knows, are doing a lot of really, really good things in our community. And so to be able to play a part in that, help raise awareness, help raise funding that they need to do a lot of these projects like the Cancer Center, which I don't know if we'll have time to talk about or not, but the Cancer Center that OSF building is literally going to transform this community. I am just 150% convinced of that. So to have the opportunity to be with the foundation, still, you know, play a part in a lot of the good things that are happening and going to happen in this community, I think it makes it a lot easier. There won't be as much of a feeling like you're just totally walking away and going to be disconnected from everything that's happening in the city.
For much more from this interview, catch our 30-minute special tonight at 5 on 89.9 FM and streaming at WCBU.org.